And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hello and welcome again to another edition of 5 Minutes. It's the show where we give uplifting and inspirational information to help you through those hard times. Last week, we briefly covered the predicament that Joseph was in when he found out that Mary, whom he was engaged to, was pregnant with what was revealed to him from the Holy Spirit. This week, we're going to cover why he came and what was Jesus' mission. As we found out, Joseph was ready to get rid of Mary, but the angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and told him not to fear. He said to go ahead and take Mary for a wife, because the child that she's carrying is of the Holy Ghost. It was at that point he was convinced and he believed the angel's message. Now the story of Jesus' birth can come across as a little strange and unreal to those who do not believe. Come on now, shepherds, angels, a virgin. If God really wanted to save the world, being born to a teenage girl in an animal stable, that doesn't seem to make sense and it doesn't seem like the ideal solution. But God is God and his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And what he does for his own reasons. So what's this all about and what does it really matter to us today? What's the real meaning of Christmas, some we may ask? Is it the presents, the lights, the tree, or the time that we spend with close friends and families? Well, a little over 2,000 years ago, God sent his son into the world to provide salvation for us all. And that's the best Christmas gift that can ever be given. You can receive this gift free of charge, and all you have to do is believe. Picture this. It's a late night in Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary are tired after a long journey, and they wanted some rest. They come to the door of a hotel, and they are greeted by a manager who saw her condition, but simply had to tell them he had no room. They probably begged and pleaded with him, but he said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. But if you want, there's space over in the stable. There are a few animals in there, but you can stay there for the night free of charge. That's the best I can do for you." His mind was probably preoccupied with other things, and he had no time for them. When we preoccupy, we may miss the blessing that God has in store for us. And in this case, this man missed his blessing, the chance to see the coming of our Lord and Savior. But who was this baby? And why did he have to come? Nor the name that is heard around the world can explain the meaning of Christmas more than the name of Jesus. The name doesn't mean that you can save yourself. No, it simply means he will save his people. The Bible tells us that the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord and Savior. Salvation isn't found anywhere else but through him. Think of this. Jesus wasn't born so we can think of cute babies at Christmas time. No, he came at a time when the world needed him the most. He was born in the most humble of settings, and no one except for a few even knew he existed. Jesus wasn't born to make us feel better about ourselves. He was born to save. Salvation isn't found in a box with ribbons tied to it. No, it's found only in the name of Jesus. He was born with a mission. And that mission was to save. Well, that's my time tonight, and I pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember, keep your focus on the true meaning of the birth. Keep your focus on the name of Jesus. One love, 5 minutes.